I'd like to swear in staff and the representatives from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science who may be testifying here today. Please raise your right hands. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Watkinson, permits for projects over $500,000 with no objections and staff recommendations for approval, so-called page two items.
Yes, sir. Our page two items, these are projects for which staff has conducted a public interest review. There have been no objections, and staff is recommending approval and requires your approval since, as the commissioner noted, they are over $500,000 in project value. We have four projects, and I will read the descriptions for each one. Norfolk Southern Corporation request authorization to construct a living shoreline to include three riprap sill structures totaling approximately 1,270 linear feet to include associated sand fill and vegetated wetlands plantings landward of the structures at their Lambert's Point facility situated along the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. Item 2B, Transcontinental Gas Pipeline Company, LLC, request authorization to install by the open cut method a 24-inch diameter natural gas pipeline, a minimum of 5 feet beneath a 66-foot section of Reedy Creek, approximately three-quarters of a mile south of Totoro in Brunswick County. Staff recommends approval with standard in-stream permit conditions and a royalty of $198 for the crossing of 66 linear feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2C, Hampton Yacht Club Incorporated request authorization to install a 7-foot-wide open-pile commercial pier extending 259 feet channelward of an existing bulkhead, a 5-foot by 107-foot T-head, 11 4-foot by 50-foot finger piers, and one 4-foot by 35-foot finger pier to facilitate 25 boat slips. Also, 52 linear feet of bulkhead, a 70.5-foot by 6-foot floating dock with 95 square feet of additional deck space, and a pump-out facility, and to mechanically dredge 3,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom to attain depths of minus 9 feet mean low water along the Hampton River at 515 Bridge Street in the city of Hampton. In this case, staff recommends approval with our standard dredging permit conditions and a royalty in the amount of $42,409 for the dredging of 3,000 cubic yards at 45 cents per cubic yard. The outline of the proposed piers are over 27,054 square feet of subaqueous bottom at $1.50 per square foot, and the filling of 104 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $2 per square foot. And lastly, item 2D, City of Virginia Beach, request authorization to annually dredge by either mechanical or hydraulic methods approximately 27,000 cubic yards of state-owned submerged bottomlands within the existing Crab Creek Municipal Channel adjacent to the Lynn Haven Boat Ramp and Beach Facility in Virginia Beach. The interior channel will be dredged to a maximum depth of minus 6 feet, mean low water, from the ramp to the turning basin at the southernmost point, and a maximum of minus 9 feet for the exterior channel from the turning basin to the end point where it connects to the existing Lynn Haven Inlet Federal Navigation Channel south of the Lesner Bridge. Staff is recommending a time of year restriction that will be imposed to prevent dredging from March 1 to September 30th to protect juvenile flounder. In this case, dredge spoils will be mechanically offloaded either on-site or hydraulically pumped to the Ocean Park Beach situated along the Chesapeake Bay. And also, the city may mechanically offload at the Maple Street dredge material management area situated along Creek for only the first 3 years of the permit as necessary. In this case, the city identified the Maple Street area as a possible offloading location because of a potential site access concern at the Lynn Haven facility and Ocean Park Beach due to the ongoing Lesner Bridge staging and construction. We'll be happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions from the commission for Mr. Watkinson? Mr. Pack?
Just for my own edification, open cut method, the transcontinental gas pipeline, what is open cut?
That means they'll actually go into the river and excavate a trench to lay the pipe in, and that will be backfilled with the material to, and then they'll have to restore those grades as part of our special conditions.
Okay.
And that would be within coffer dams and exclude impacts to the river while that's occurring.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either in favor of it or opposed to it? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I make a motion to approve page 2, items 2A, 2B, 2C, and 2D.
Motion by Mr. Erskine to approve all the page 2 items. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. These projects are approved.